Blog Talk Radio.
Good morning. Good morning. Good morning. Good morning. This is Mama Seven, and we are doing devotions, right? We're at day 19 of devotions. We have made it this far. I'm so very proud of everyone that's able to do this, okay? This is not easy. We already talked about how difficult it is. It's so difficult. We need friends. We need help. We need a lifeline. This has not been convenient. You know, I've had quite a few people say, hey, why is this so early? This is like, you know, we usually don't have to do this for another month. And yes, this has been a different kind of year. I can also tell you, though, that the blessings have been different kinds of blessings. The blessings have been real immediate, okay? Like immediate. There's been so many positive things that have, you know, made themselves aware during this time of a fast and dedication. And, you know, you have to fast the way that you can fast, the way that you, you know, the way your body allows you. It depends if you are, you know, some of us are, you know, getting up there in age, you got to take medicine, it's okay. But, you know, no matter what you're doing, this is the time when we start to say, okay, hey, there's, we can look at this in a different way. We can handle this in a different way. And so that's what we're doing, right? And it is, like I said, the blessings have been very immediate. I would really like everyone, if you have never tried to manifest things, you know, using the laws of attraction, if you've never put a petition onto paper, if you've never done any of those things, I would highly suggest that you take this great positive energy and momentum and you go ahead and you try to make positive changes for yourself. Okay? Now is the time. Don't wait. Because we don't have to. Right now where we are is such a high-powered time for positivity, for prayer, for all of those things. So don't let an opportunity pass you where you could be really, really making a difference in your prayer life, in your prayer life, in your relationship with God. You could be doing all that. So let's do it. Let's put that energy out there. Let's do the best that we can when it comes to what we are trying to do in this universe, right? This is where we are. So if you're having a hard time, wave your hand so someone can get to you and we can talk and we can, you know, pray together and we can just really find out what's needed so that we can push forward. And then also there is some energetic things going on with the planets, the moon. There are reasons why if you are feeling emotionally all over the place, Sister Unique is like, hey, hold on. Hold on. We have some super eclipse coming up. There's a whole lot going on. So if you're feeling out of your usual sort, you know, let's do some research and then find out where we need to batten down the hatches. You know, what do we need to do to get past this moment, so that we can be strong in everything that we do. Let's be strong in what we do. So, yeah, let's work on this. Today is a great day because we're going to be dropping the spiritual F-bomb, okay? When we first did this forgiveness program 3, 4, 5 years ago. No. Maybe 3 years ago. It was dramatic, explosive. I said, wait a minute, how did something as calm and as peaceful as forgiveness get to this point? You know, how did forgiveness jump up here like this? because it jumped up. We had people on the line. Oh, I could never forgive it. I mean, it got real. And I was like, how? How does forgiveness get such a radical spin on it? And it was because, you know, it's hard to forgive sometimes. You know, in the book, the first line is, why is forgiveness so difficult? You know, why has it been, you know, hard to let go? Why has it been hard to allow, you know, people to move on with their life? And why are we, you know, holding this energy in such a negative way? And that's what the lack of forgiveness is. It's just holding energy negatively. And just because you forgive someone don't mean that you got to go back and be buddy-buddy and lay back down over the tire tracks and let them run you over again. It just means that you're not going to sit here and allow that negative energy to reside in you. No negative energy. You can't live in me. You got to go live wherever else you live, wherever you belong, but not here, you know. And that's really the important parts of forgiveness, is you have to really allow that energy, whatever it was, whatever it did, allow it to be over there, not over here, not still harming you, you know. And so, yeah, it's a process. It is a major process. A lot of times the person who you are forgiving won't even realize that they've hurt you that much. You know, they'd be like, okay, you know, it may not have been cool, but you still bent over that? Yeah, I'm bent. I'm bent. I'm hurt. You know, I haven't gotten over it. Shoot, you haven't apologized. So I haven't gotten over it. I don't just wake up and get over stuff. You haven't even spoken about it. You haven't even been truthful about it. No, I haven't forgiven it. You know, no. And let me tell you, family, when you don't forgive, it keeps you in a place. It keeps you connected to this thing that you don't like or that has harmed you or, you know, you feel a certain way about. It keeps you distracted about what else you could be doing. You know what I'm saying? So rather than you sitting here mad at someone when you could be going and learning and being around someone who doesn't make you mad, someone who you will feel appreciated by, you know. And then I'm telling you, when you don't have forgiveness in your heart and you're around that person, it makes your heart hurt. Your heart now is like, ugh, it feels the weight of having to be around this person you haven't forgiven. You know, everybody knows me and my sister, Lord have mercy. It was turbulent. You know, we couldn't be around each other. And then, you know, when radical forgiveness, it was radical for me. And then from that point, I didn't share with her. I don't have to share with her. I had to forgive. I didn't need anything from her for me to forgive. I didn't need anything. I didn't need her to acknowledge it. I didn't need her to nothing. I didn't need anything from her for me to forgive her. I just forgave her. And it is not, you know, I hold it as a victory, not a victory over her, but a victory over myself. I was like, wow, I was really able to move past my own thoughts and feelings, because when I tell you this child did not care, didn't see it, didn't care, was moving on with her life. So I'm the only one sitting in the middle of hurt. I'm the only one. She had been moved on. She's like, I'm not thinking about that. I'm fine. I am fine. You're the one that's sitting there with feelings. So in the middle of all that, she's doing great. This is why forgiveness releases you. Because chances are, if someone has hurt you, either they're not able to, you know, own up to it, or they're just not going to. But are you going to stay right there looking at that, feeling that? I would suggest not. I would suggest that you move forward in your own little life and really start to put some things in place for you, okay? You deserve it. You know, one thing about a spiritual lifestyle, particularly a wonderful approach, is you want to work on that. You got to fix that. You have to. Period. You can't sit and call yourself this spiritual being, and I always fuss about what you can and cannot call yourself, so forgive me if it's irritating you, but you can't call yourself a spiritualist and you're sitting there with anger, jealousy, and mad on your heart. That's a conflict. You can't do the two. So either you're going to be the forgiving spiritualist and you're going to work on moving your thoughts and emotions past this hard feeling, or you're going to sit there and dwell on it for the rest of your life, and you're going to realize, well, why am I not moving forward in my spiritual journey? You know, why am I not feeling the enlightenment that's supposed to come from X, Y, and Z? Why am I being limited in all that I'm feeling? Because you are holding on to something that won't let you walk through the door. I don't know. Everybody knows I love these funny videos. Love the funny videos. Cat videos, dog videos, parrot videos, love them. Cockatoos, those things are hilarious. So anyway, there was this dog that was carrying a big stick. And the way the dog was carrying the stick in his mouth, when it tried to not walk through the door, it wouldn't let him walk through the door. And the dog, he went back and forth. Every time he tried it, of course, the stick is too broad to fit through the doorway. And so, and then the dog eventually just sat outside because he was like, I'm not letting go of this stick, okay? This is my stick. I found it, got it. And if it don't fit through the door, I'm just not going in. Well, you know, that's the way some of y'all are treating this forgiveness. I'm holding on to this pain. I'm holding on to this wrongdoing. And guess what? I'll call it wrongdoing. I'll call it pain. I'll tell you that was jacked up. I'll do all that. But then I'm going to tell you, it's stopping you from getting in the house. The way you're holding it, it won't come through the door. You're going to have to, right or wrong, good or bad, no matter what, you're going to have to put that down and walk through the door. And there are some of us that would rather stay outside with their pain. I mean, I really don't understand. I don't understand. I don't want pain. I'm going to try to get rid of that thing as soon as possible. And it's not about hiding it. It's so not about hiding it because you can't, you know, it's written all over your face. You're not going to be able to hide it. You're going to have to really confront it and call it what it is and then do what you need to do. Okay? And not easy. You might need some help. So if you're holding on to something that is more than 6 months, you need some help. You're not going to let it go. You're going to hold on as long as you can and in such an unhealthy manner. So let's think about what it takes to let it go. And if you need some help, get the help. Climb back up that mountain. You know, climb back up that mountain. Let's go ahead and put these things in place because out it, we're not going to, you know, it hinders us. It hinders us, you know. So let's go ahead and do that. Now, some of you are, you know, have gotten so accustomed to being and having and carrying this pain that you think outside is the new inside. It's not. It's not. And it's not about making the outside more comfortable. I'm not bringing a little doggy bed outside. Nope. I'm not bringing your food or your water outside. Nope. I'm going to tell you to leave that stick alone and come inside. Now, leave it, you know. And I'm not going to make it comfortable for you to be in this pain. I'm not going to make it comfortable for you to not see how this forgiveness is hurting you. I will never try to make you comfortable with something that is not good for you. There comes a point in time, you know, as we, you know, when you first begin in spirituality, a lot of people are like, woohoo, this is easy. I can do this. I can do that. Not realizing the incredible, in my opinion, mirror that God places in front of you in spirituality and really asks you to work on yourself. We have this mirror here, and it's like you can see clearly all the little things that you're supposed to be working on. And it is difficult to work on these things when you didn't, one, know it was there. You may not have, you know, wanted other people to know it was there. It's like, if I work on this, then people will know I got this big old dinosaur T-Rex pimple on my forehead. I don't want to work on it because that's going to bring more attention to it. And it's like, look, everybody can already see that pimple. You need to work on it before it spreads, okay? It's get over. Who cares who can see the pimple? It's an unhealthy blemish on your forehead. Go ahead and take care of that. So, you know, so many times we get into what it looks like. You know, we don't want to expose ourselves. And we don't, it's not about that. It's not, it's so not. What it's about is us doing good for ourselves. It's us bettering ourselves. Us lightening our own load. Trust me, this world, we were born into baggage, okay? Just being born a certain way in certain places in certain decades, like I always say, man, I'm so glad I was born in this understanding, in this current understanding. I couldn't have done this stuff from back then. I needed to be here now. I'm so, so glad, right? At the same time, I got work to do. So we were born with a certain amount of work attached to our gender, attached to our race, attached to the social norms that now exist right here, right now. What I'm saying is don't add to the weight we already have to carry. Don't add to that. Don't, you know, someone, oh, well, they did me wrong. They cut me off while I was driving. And you don't know what was going on in that car. You don't know if some emergency had popped up and, yeah, they were driving crazy. You don't know if they were on some substance that had them out of their mind and highly dangerous. You don't know anything. All you know is that they cut you off, right? Guess what? Don't carry around the rage of something so random. That's random. That wasn't personal. If you followed that car, you would see they were cutting off a couple of people, okay? They, you know, they weren't thinking, oh, this is Mama 7. I got to cut her off. No. No, they weren't being rude to me. They were just being rude. So I don't have to take it personal. I don't have to think about it constantly. I don't have to, ooh-wee, if I see that car again, I don't have to go through that. That's carrying it. When it's taking up space in your mind, you know, when it's causing your jaw to clench up and stay clenched, that is affecting you. It's impacting you. I'm not going to have random negativity. No, you can't take up space in my life because I got other things I'm really trying to work on. You would not believe how wide my plate is. My plate is, I have a big plate with a big portion and it's full and heaping over. I don't even leave space. So if you put a lamb chop on my plate, I'm going to ask, say no thank you. And that thing might be in Parmesan and crushed it. It may be, guess what, I don't eat lamb. Have never. That is a cartoon character. I'm not eating that. So I don't even let you put it on my plate. And there's no need. If I'm not going to carry it, I'm not going to carry it. I don't want it taking up space for something else I might actually want. I don't want this lamb chop there because someone else may say, that's the best thing in the world, and they may actually enjoy it. I am not going to carry it. Don't make your load heavy. So anything that does not serve me, I am letting go. It doesn't belong over here. I'm a production person. I'm producing. Can't just have, no, they got to go. So I would suggest you look at forgiveness as one of those things that you must have. That is a discernment within you so that you can know what things are good for you and what things are not going to work. And if you need any help with that, I promise you, prayer and meditation is going to be the first answer, okay? You really have to speak with spirit about it. I know when I had my big radical forgiveness moment, spirit was challenging me the entire time. Well, what about this? Well, can we release that? Well, how do we do this? You know, it was the entire time spirit was on me saying, hey, I know you could do better. And you can't have A and not have B. B goes with A. Come on. And every time I thought I was just going to do a little bit, well, I'll just forgive this little piece. And the spirit was like, you can't forgive just the big toe. The big toe's connected to the foot. And so I'm encouraging you the same way. Look at it. Really examine what happened. Is it possible that it was accidental? Is it possible? Is it possible that, you know, it in a year from now, it won't even matter? Is it possible that maybe just set up some stronger boundaries and then work on the forgiveness? You can forgive someone and still have boundaries with them. I do it all the time. You know, I love you and I forgive you. But you're not going to have that access until I can see that you're ready to handle that. So forgiveness is one of those things, and I know that it's difficult, and it's difficult because it's personal, or you've made it personal. But whatever the reason, however it got there, I'm just going to encourage you to let it go. You don't want to be held down by something that doesn't even have the weight, the relevance that it should, okay? And when I am counseling others, reading others, when I'm spending this time in other people's lives, forgiveness pops up. So, you know, I know that this is not just a wonderful approach issue. This is a people issue. All of us need to work on it. And I can tell you this, your children learn forgiveness by looking at you. So when I'm going through it, so when I am having an issue, I'm very open with my children. I have an issue with this. You know, and because I have an issue with this, I'm going to handle it like that. I share with them exactly this behavior gets you that. You know, but I don't have to be mad about it, and I don't have to, I let them know this is how you do this. This is how you move into the future. And so sometimes they get it. Sometimes they don't. Sometimes they say, oh, I would never forgive them. I'm so mad. And da, da, da. And then, but when they see how my forgiveness actually helps with my happy and how my forgiveness actually allows me to say, feel good and feel confident and not feel connected and overly burdened, I'm hoping that they're learning, you know, you can forgive and the forgiveness does you good. And that's what I want them to see. That's what I want them to learn. So I hope everyone has a super fantabulous fast. Get into the fast. Don't let this time go by. It's day 19, but I promise you, even one day is looked at as a sacrifice. Make sure that your intentions are strong. And be intentional in this moment. Don't, you know, don't give me the good enough, all right? Because don't forget, this is not coming to me. This is going to God. So as God is going through, make sure that you're presenting something that's good enough for God. So, you know, when you're standing there and like, okay, you said you were going to fast, how'd that go for you? And you can say, well, I really, really, really gave it my best effort. So let's continue working hard on God's gift so that we can know that what we're giving is going to be a positive opportunity. And then we'll ask God if he accepts our fast. And I promise you, when looking for that acceptance, it's going to be based a whole lot more on your intention than the ritual of what you've done. Get into that intention. All right? Okay, we'll talk more soon. I hope everyone has a wonderful day. Peace.